Intervju Radija Študent.
Pozdravljeni v Ereš intervjuju, moje ime je Simon, z mano sedi Harold Almonen, basist Dirty Rotten Imbeciles, ki boste lahko danes videli v Gala Hali, tako kot potnovatni, ki okrog 10. verjetno po 10. uri se bojo predstavili. Hello Harold.
Good afternoon, happy to be here.
We almost... We almost was late to be here because you had some problems on your way to Ljubljana.
Yes, a little bit of problems at the border.
Now, what kind of problems you had?
I don't know how to even say it, but ones that probably not best to talk about right now. We had a difference of opinion with some of the Italian gendarmes, I guess you say, whatever the. On the border, but we're okay now, so it's all good. It was a little scary, but...
Yeah, but we're in European Union, mm-hmm. where there's no more national borders.
That's what I thought, yes, exactly, but they pulled us over. Mm-hmm. And they had some dogs. Uh-huh. Without going into too much detail.
Okay. Dirty.
Yes, the name is very
dogs.
Appropriate. Exactly.
Wars.
Exactly.
Borders.
Yes, exactly. Dirty Rotten Dogs.
Dirty Rotten Dogs.
Yes.
The name, Dirty Rotten Imbeciles.
Yes.
Who got that name?
The name came from Kurt, his father, when the band used to practice at his house in Texas. He would come home from work every day, and he would hear the band, and he didn't want to hear the band. You know, he'd worked a long day. And he called us a bunch of dirty, rotten imbeciles. And so we wrote a song about it called Madman. And that's about Kurt's dad. And there's an actual recording of him yelling at the band on there, you know? Mm-hmm. That's real. That wasn't staged. You know? So.
Do we have this song here, Madman? Kurt's father.
Yes,
and
Kurt's,
Eric's father.
Yes, exactly. Eric, the original drummer.
And you started also in this first band called Dirty Rotten Imbeciles.
Not me.
You're original member,
no? I'm number eight.
Number eight bass player.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
Number eight in a continuing series. You could be next.
So probably you played with many more bands.
Not so much.
Between, after.
Yeah, a little bit. Before I was in a band with the guitarist Jim Martin from Faith No More. We had kind of a silly band called Satan Love Puppets. That was kind of fun. And then I was in a metal band for called Inhalant. We weren't Van Halen, we were Inhalant, you know? So and then,
Dogs Inhalant.
Yeah, exactly.
This stuff, yes.
Exactly.
Okay. Your style of music, you're like pioneers of one kind of punk rock?
Yeah, but
rock?
I started out more punk, and then it kind of, the band started listening to Metallica and Slayer, and then a lot of the metal influences started creeping into the music, you know? And a lot of people didn't like that. They thought they were, you know, they thought we were should stay punk all the time, fast, 100%, you know, 30-second songs all the time. And the band needed to expand, you know, and to progress, you know. So then they started mixing in the Metallica Slayer influences in the album Crossover, you know. They ended up, which ends up becoming the name of that type of music, you know. So I'd say probably COC, Suicidal Tendencies, and DRI are the three bands most responsible for the crossover scene.
COC, Corrosion of Conformity,
correct.
Suicidal Tendencies.
Exactly,
okay.
Exactly.
Okay, maybe we should hear a song from this so important album, Crossover.
Sure, that sounds great.
Bi kar šli s kakšnim komadom iz plošče Crossover tam na playlisti, če najdeš? Iz plošče Crossover, ki je bila nekje prelomna v razvoju Crossover, se pravi mešanja metala in punka, Dirty Rotten Imbeciles, Violent Pacification. Slišali smo Violent Pacification, naredili napako, še prej ni albuma Crossover. Je to EP, ki je šel, ki je pač v bistvu tik pred tem obdobjem, preden v bistvu DRI več metala uporabijo v svoji glasbi, ko smo imeli prvič na albumu Crossover. Na katerega se bomo vrnili proti koncu intervjuja, oziroma še po kratkem najnem pogovoru s Haroldom. Harold, what's now with your eye?
What's the future hold?
Not future, what's now? You recorded the last song, which was recorded, was Against Me in 2004, I think.
Correct,
so.
Correct, right.
Yeah. Have you some new material, maybe?
There's a few other songs that we recorded in Germany. But unfortunately, our audience doesn't really want to hear much new stuff. I mean, the reaction we get to the old stuff, it's just amazing. The place just goes totally goes crazy, and then we play a new song. And everybody just kind of stands there. So I wish they would record more stuff, so I could be on one of the records. Cause I've been in the band for 12 years now, and the demo Against Me is the only one that I've ever been on. So they don't understand my need to be on the record. You understand, you know? But no, we're just doing a lot of touring right now. We're playing Grass Pop with Slipknot and Rob Zombie and Mastodon, and we've just had a great time here in Europe. So much, best time ever. Amazing. So. No recording plans at the moment, unfortunately.
Pa pojmo z 5-year plan, kljub temu, da DRI nimajo kakšnih jasnih planov. Se pri komadi, ki jih napovedujemo, pa tudi ni čas zdaj, da bi vse to preveril, ker so Dirty Rotten Imbeciles naredili vseh teh letih od leta 82. Danes začeli bomo slišali v Gala Hali. Zadnjo besedo imel pa Haraldu, basistu DRI, ki vas bo povabil in še kaj drugega. Harald, please.
Yes, I just wanted to say hello to everybody out there, all the metalheads and punkers and anybody into good heavy music, come down to the Gala Hala tonight. We're gonna tear the place up, and we'll play about almost 2 hours worth of some of the best punk metal hardcore that you've ever heard. I can't wait. I'm happy as hell to be here.
Yeah, and you got another invitation for, like,
for the book? Yes, the book.
Please.
Yes, little shameless self-promotion here. I got a big photo book coming out in about 3 or 4 months. It's called Murder in the Front Row from the Exodus song. Murder in the Front Row, crowd begins to bang and there's blood upon the stage. That's where the line comes from, but it's a big photo book with all my photos that I took like 25 to 30 years ago of Metallica, Slayer, Exodus, Megadeth, and DRI. And that's actually how I met DRI, is through my photography, but it's gonna be huge. So if you're into if you wanna see pictures of Kerry King when he was in Megadeth, you know, they only did 3 shows together, old DRI shots and stuff. It's going to be huge. So it's called Murder in the Front Row. It's available at a bookstore near you.
To je bil intervju Radija Študent, v njem DRI. Z mano je bil Harald, moje ime je Simon, vaba vas pa na današnji dogodek. Zraven mene je sedel Metalc Harald, obljubila pa tudi punk rock zadeve, hardcore zadeve. Tako da se vidimo zvečer. Hvala, čau.
Thank you very much. Great to be here.
Cool.
Intervju Radija Študent.